I want now to speak about that aspect of the mythological heritage which is constant, namely that which depends upon the human psyche, the human being in his growth and life. In relation to psychology, the function of mythology and ritual is to carry the individual over the threshold of his growth, flowering, and decline. The human being has the longest infancy of any animal in the world. It's 12 years at least before the individual is able to take care of himself at all. And the maturity of the physique is not reached until the early 20s. Meanwhile, an attitude, a psychological attitude of dependency, has been established. The individual responds to threats and so forth with a turn for assistance or protection or advice to the parent. This attitude of dependency, then, has, at a certain moment, somewhere in early or late puberty, to be transformed into an attitude of self-responsible conduct, responsibility. All of the reactions of the psyche, which originally were of a dependent order, have to be transformed into reactions of responsibility. A neurotic might be said to be one who, in later age, is spontaneously reacting still in the way of dependency and has to correct himself and say, look, act your age, and then you have this correction of his spontaneous response. The person who has effectively crossed the threshold is one who immediately assumes the responsibilities of his time and place. Now, the first function, then, of the myths in relation to the development of the individual is to affect that transition from dependency to responsibility, and in the primitive cultures this is affected in the initiation rites. In these rites, the whole psychology of the youth is transformed. He is himself brought into the position of the father by a ritual death of the infantile personality and resurrection then of the adult through rites of terrible emotional stress and power. The basic images to which he is to respond are transformed in their sense for him. And I would say that in our present culture world, the function of the Freudian psychology has been largely that. I think we can say that Freud's function has been to help people pass from the psychological posture of childhood to that of maturity. But then there comes another time. The human being is the animal that has the longest period of old age, the longest period of increasing senility and loss of powers, and is the only animal that, facing this, knows that he personally is to die. This is the only animal that has to face death consciously and face it over many, many years with increasing weight. The myths have to help us over that threshold too, the threshold of the loss of powers. You might say, no sooner have we learned what the society wants us to do, then they found a younger generation ready to do it, and you're beginning to lose not only your competence, but your job. Just when you're good, you're out. So this is a little crisis as well. Now, all societies have had to face this. The age classes are the most constant phenomenon in primitive societies, the childhood group, the mature group, and the aged group. They help the aged along by making them think they're the wise ones, you know, in the old societies, and we don't even have that advantage. So I would say that the psychologist who in our world has dealt most successfully with this second problem has been Jung. This is, in fact, the concern of Jung. Now, there are papers that Freud wrote to the profession, to young psychiatrists, in which he states, don't even bother with anybody over the age of 35. There's just too much to do, too much to take apart, and there's nothing left. There's no energy to put back together again the pieces that you've left around. Whereas that's exactly where Jung becomes interested. And the contrast in the two psychologies stems from the totally contrary problems that are faced when we're dealing with a young person who hasn't grown up yet and dealing with an older person who has to face this loss of security that comes. What it is that certain functions of the psyche have been left undeveloped. How do those functions come into play? The most obvious way to bring them into play is the old way that would have been all right 30 years ago, but that's not the way to bring them in play now. And so this problem of integrating the psyche in terms that are appropriate to its stage of life and all is the great problem, as Jung says, of culture, of civilization in the last half of life.